It's now time for our ACCHS Coaches Insight program here tonight on KARE 93.7. It is presented by L&L Construction. Brandon Tamman with you. And now joined by ACCHS Girls Basketball Coach, that is Austin Eckerts. And it's been a wild last weekend change. Your team has played now 5 games in roughly 8 days, a stretch there, and 4 games in 5 days. You had the midseason tournament last week, which you guys got wins over Atchison, Rossville, and Perry Lecompton in that championship to win that JCN tournament. And then real quick, you had games on Monday and Tuesday, another one on Friday. We'll kind of dive into it momentarily kind of this week, but again, just the thoughts on how your team performed in winning that midseason tourney at JCN.
I thought our kids showed a lot of toughness and resiliency. We saw some teams that, you know, we aren't super familiar with. We faced 4 straight teams out of our league, which was nice. And we got some really big ones. We played a really good Rossville team on this past Friday, and then played a good Big Seven school in Perry Lecompton on Saturday, and got 2 really tough wins. I thought the Rossville game was probably the highlight of that week, because it was just a back and forth game, a bunch of punches thrown back and forth, and our kids really showed some toughness, and we had really key moments from really everyone on our team. Everyone contributed to that win, so that was really good to see.
On the road at a very good Donovan West team. So you see another team outside of the league. They're in the Twin Valley League. They're ranked in 1A. And the Mustangs are able to get the win there 56-50. And it's significant because it is your team's first loss of the year. What's kind of the mindset going through after that game, and what kind of ball game that you did see with that Mustangs team?
You know, obviously you don't want to lose a game. I mean, everyone will agree with that. You hate losing. But we really got better on Monday. Like you said, Donovan West is a really, really good team. They're a really good defensive team. They take care of the ball offensively, and they do a good job of taking you kind of out of what you want to get into and force you to do some different things. We came out super flat. It was probably the first time I've been a part of a quarter where we didn't score a point. We came out down 11-0 at the end of the first quarter, and our kids didn't give up. They didn't stop working. They didn't stop fighting. We actually got the lead back, I think, in the fourth quarter. So we fought and clawed back to put ourselves in position to win, but Donovan West made more plays than we made down the stretch, and I really think Donovan West is a state qualifying team this year and could contend for state.
Yeah, certainly very good. They're one of the best teams in the TVL, no doubt. But the resiliency of your team being able to bounce back the following night, Tuesday, you get back inside league play against a very good Moore Hill Mounts Academy team. Your team bouncing back 50-41. What'd you like there?
Again, I mean, we had very little legs underneath us on Monday. We had even less last night. I mean, the kids were, you could just see on their faces how tired they were, how worn out they were. And Moore Hill came out and played very well. Moore Hill has improved a lot since the first time we saw them. They're playing good defense, and they hit some shots. I think at one point in the third quarter, we were down 27-24, and our kids really, you know, they put their bootstraps on, and then they went to work. Just the toughness, the grittiness. It wasn't a fun win. It wasn't a fun game. For our girls, I would say it was a game of toughness and a game of heart. And our kids really showed up with those things.
And I want to get a couple quick thoughts on a couple girls from your team, and that would be Aaliyah Wallish, and then also Addison Schletchbaum. Aaliyah, our reigning athlete of the week this past week. Of course, she had a great tournament. She put up some monster numbers in those 3 wins for you. And then Addison, who surpassed 1,000 career points. So what have you seen from those two, the development, and just how good those two have been for you?
I mean, just two great kids. You know, like, coaches love good basketball players, but you love good kids who are good basketball players even more. Both these kids show up every day and work their butts off. They're lead-by-example type of girls. You know, they'll be vocal if they need to, but they show up every day and work. Aaliyah was the athlete of the week, and she – again, in that Rossville game, she had 15 points, 15 rebounds, and 6 blocks. You know, so she really dominated that game on the inside of the court. And we've seen that again and again. Donovan West, she had a double-double. I think Perry Lecompton, she had a double-double. And again, last night, she had 13 rebounds, I think. So she's rebounding at a high level. She's scoring the ball with either hand. She's sharing the ball. She's playing really good defense. And then Addison, of course, I mean, there's not a kid on this team who has faced more adversity than her. She tore a tendon in her foot her sophomore year. She tore her ACL this past summer, and she never stopped working. She's a kid that whatever she's faced with, she's going to face it head on, and she's going to attack whatever situation she's in, whether that's rehab, whether that's a late-game situation. And in that Rossville game, she got fouled with 1.6 seconds left. We're down two. She has to make both to go to overtime, you know. So as a coach, that's a really good feel moment, feeling moment for myself, you know, seeing a kid who has put in a lot of time, who's done all the right things to be in that moment and make both free throws to send us to overtime. And then in overtime, she scored 7 points. So, I mean, she's just a hard worker, a really good kid, and I'm excited for her future.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, most will say the most important game is the next one up on the schedule. Certainly would be the bill here is you get back into the, again, latter portion of the schedule, going through the Northeast Kansas League for a second time. You get Jackson Heights, one of the best teams in 2A. They have been that way for a long time. You nipped them up earlier this year to end that long, lengthy winning streak that they had in league play. And, you know, they've had a couple losses this year even since then. So they lost to a Marysville team last week, but still we know they're one of the best. You get them on Friday on the road. What's kind of the expectation for that second go-around?
I mean, Jackson Heights is good. They're a good team. They're a high-quality opponent on defense and offense and transition. They have the intangibles. They play hard. They're big. They're fast. It's going to be a challenge. When we saw them here at home earlier, it was a dogfight. That was a really closely contested game. We just hit a few shots and got a little separation. On Friday, we're going to be in for another fight, another Donovan West or a Rossville type of game. I hope our kids are ready to roll. I know they'll be ready to roll. We're going to take today off, and we'll be back at it tomorrow to get ready for them. But like you said, it's the next game, and that's all it has to be for us. It's just the next game. We got to go out. We got to get better. We got to take care of what we got to take care of, and hopefully it works out for us.
There it is, ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Ecker. It's coming off what's been a long stretch, 5 games, 8 days, 4-5, and you finally get a little bit of time off before getting back to it on Friday at Jackson Heights, another marquee matchup in NEKL play. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you, Brandon.